Imagine a world where the sun and moon were once lovers, torn apart by jealous gods and forced to forget each other through countless mortal rebirths. This is the heart of Heavenly Bodies, a tale where celestial romance meets divine warfare. In the realm of Celestia, 12 powerful deities called stars rule over different kingdoms, blessing some with eternal daylight while condemning others to perpetual twilight. When Crown Princess Ilara of shadow-blessed Asteria is kidnapped by her sworn enemies from the Kingdom of Light, she discovers a conspiracy that will challenge everything she thought she knew about herself, her enemies, and the very gods who rule their world. What begins as a tale of vengeance transforms into something far more profound, a cosmic love story written in the language of light and shadow. Ilara Belarave's 18th birthday ends in blood and fire when her celebration is attacked and she's taken captive by Hylian soldiers. Despite her dreamwalking and illusion abilities, her most powerful magic, shadow manipulation, has remained dormant since childhood trauma. When she arrives at the magnificent Palace of Light in Helios, she expects execution. Instead, King Idris Doro offers a shocking proposal. Help kill Ariette, the king of stars who murdered her parents. What makes Ilara compelling isn't just her royal status, but her survival mechanisms. She mentally locks away emotions in obsidian boxes, revealing both trauma and resilience. When guards attempt to assault her during a brief escape, she inflicts personalized nightmares on them, demonstrating her power and determination. Yet beneath this strength lies vulnerability. Her inability to access her shadow magic mirrors her emotional walls, creating a fascinating parallel between magical awakening and emotional healing that drives the story forward. Prince Lorenzo Enzo Doro initially appears as the arrogant Hylian heir, dismissive of the Asterian princess under his watch. Known as the Lion of Helios, his battlefield ruthlessness against Asterians is legendary. Yet beneath this facade lies unexpected depth. Enzo wields all three Hylian magical gifts, light manipulation, fire summoning, and lie detection. His complexity unfolds gradually, during training with Ilara, revealing his strategic mind. When creating forget-me-nots with light, showcasing his artistic soul. And when Ilara dreamwalks into his nightmare, witnessing King Idris whipping him while the number 333, Asterians he's killed, haunts him, exposing his trauma and guilt. The revelation that Enzo secretly warned villagers before the infamous Borderland fires, ensuring everyone escaped while appearing to follow his father's brutal orders, unveils his true character. Someone desperately preserving his humanity despite the cruelty his position demands. Ilara's journey to reclaim her shadow magic forms one of the book's most compelling arcs. Having lost her shadows after a childhood trauma when a Hylian soldier forced light down her throat, she's been incomplete for 18 years. Her training with Enzo becomes both preparation for facing Ariete and confrontation with her deepest fears. The breakthrough comes when Enzo takes Ilara to a cliff edge, convincing her that her shadows will only emerge if she truly believes she's going to die. After failed attempts and deliberate provocation, he sends her over the cliff, then jumps after her. His willingness to sacrifice himself triggers something profound. When he commands, "Spread your wings," her shadows burst forth, forming massive wings that carry them both skyward. This moment represents both magical awakening and emotional breakthrough. Ilara's shadows emerge when she connects with someone willing to fall with her rather than let her fall alone. It's a metaphor for how vulnerability and trust can heal deep wounds. As she later tells Enzo, "You showed me that light doesn't have to hurt." In Celestia, dreams function as doorways. Ilara, a dreamwalker, can enter others' dreams while maintaining connection to her physical body through a midnight blue rope with silver patterns. This ability creates intimate connections impossible in waking life. When Alara enters Enzo's nightmares, she witnesses his father's abuse and his lingering guilt. Instead of judgment, she offers comfort, teaching him to transform his dreamscape and replace painful memories. This shared vulnerability transforms their relationship. Most significantly, dreamwalking reveals that Alara and Enzo had met as children. She had entered his dream when he was crying after his father's abuse. Young Alara taught him her father's song, "I loved him more than the dark loves the night, and he loved me more than the day loves the light. Lions may fly, and lovers will die, but my love, it will live on." This connection suggests their bond was destined long before their adult reunion. In Celestia, the metaphor of understanding someone's deepest fears and hopes becomes literal magic through dreamwalking. Political intrigue evolves into cosmic revelation as Alara and Enzo discover they aren't merely mortal enemies in love. They are the moon and sun themselves, ancient Celestis who once ruled the heavens together. The stars, unable to kill them, bound them to mortal bodies, forcing them into endless rebirths without memory. This truth illuminates everything: their inexplicable connection despite being enemies, their complementary powers, and why Ariette hunts Alara. The prophecy that she would fall in love with the King of Stars and it will kill them both referred to Enzo as the Sun, the original King of Stars before Ariette's usurpation. In their confrontation with Ariette, they combine powers to create Duskglass magic, whispering, "I defy the stars," together. Though they wound him, Ariette escapes with Enzo's golden tether, trapping him in the dreamlands while his body remains alive. The epilogue shows Alara reclaiming her power as the moon, causing a new celestial body to appear in Celestia's sky. Rather than taking earthly thrones, she declares herself Queen of the Stars' damned universe and vows to awaken the sun and make the stars fall. At its heart, this story explores how love can transcend fate itself. The enemies to lovers' journey between Alara and Enzo evolves from mutual hatred to a love so powerful it reshapes reality. Their initially opposed powers become complementary, culminating in Duskglass when their magic combines. Their love story heals their individual traumas. Alara's habit of compartmentalizing emotions gives way to vulnerability and trust, while Enzo finds redemption from his guilt through her acceptance. When she tells him, "You're not a monster, Enzo, you never were," she speaks to everyone who has feared their inner darkness. The revelation of their celestial identities transforms their personal romance into cosmic restoration. Their declaration, "I defy the stars," becomes both a claim to autonomy and rebellion against those who usurped their rightful place. The final image of Alara as the moon, vowing to awaken her sun, suggests that love has the power to reshape reality. Isn't this what we all secretly hope? That love might be powerful enough not just to heal our wounds, but to rewrite the very stars that dictate our fate?